I really welcome the launching of the Global Action Plan. Looking at it, I see that in addressing food security and nutrition in the small island developing states, it covers so many of the targets of the sustainable development goals. You know, I think particularly of health, of obviously food and nutrition, but also of things like economic development, consumption patterns, terrestrial ecosystems. Climate change is addressed under the program, and of course the sustainable utilization of oceans resources. So I'm feeling very good about its launching, and I really want to congratulate the FAO and Director General Da Silva in particular for their resolve in bringing it into existence.
How would you describe the outcomes of the Oceans Conference in New York last month?
The Oceans Conference was an immense success. I think we can judge it to have achieved the goals that we set for it, which are basically to raise global consciousness about the problems the ocean is facing. I don't think anybody can now say they're unaware of the ocean's problems, you know, ranging from the extent of marine pollution to declining fish stocks and lack of ocean governance on the high seas and degraded coastal ecosystems or ocean acidification and warming, name it. People, if they are not aware, it's because they choose not to be. We have raised global consciousness on the ocean's problems to something where it was nowhere near this 4 years ago when we started working on it. And secondly, that we produce the solutions that are required to meet those problems. There's a massive work plan now for us to get our hands on, arising from nearly 1,400 voluntary commitments that were made, arising from the solutions from the world's best authorities that were presented at the seven partnership dialogues of the conference, and from the call to action that was negotiated by all 193 member state governments of the United Nations, which sets out what we need to do now to solve the ocean's problems.
Going forward, what are the biggest challenges in achieving the aspirations and goals of the 2030 Agenda?
Well, firstly, you have to consider the fact that, you know, we're heading towards 9 billion people on this planet, and they have to be fed. And at the same time, our population is ballooning. We are being challenged by climate change with desertification and rising sea levels, which takes away a lot of good arable land. And so we have a difficult environment in the 21st century into which all these solutions must be worked. You know, all human-induced problems have human-derived solutions, so I'm optimistic with this work plan now assembled and with a date to work towards, because we're working towards another conference in 2020. Kenya and Portugal have both to host that conference. So we've got a date to work towards with that work program, which will be another moment of assessment where we can work out what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, adjust accordingly, and work on towards success for SDG 14 in 2030.
How would you describe your term as President of the United Nations General Assembly?
Well, you know, if you're involved in governance and have been all your life, as in my case, it's really just another level, albeit a very high level, in which to try and put in place the things that matter in governance, which is things like transparency, responsibility, and having a set of goals which you must achieve. Now, in my case, at the beginning of the 71st session, we set the goals to be the Sustainable Development Agenda, the 2030 Agenda, for us to get the wheels turning on all 17 of the Sustainable Development Goals. So that's what we set out to do. We're getting towards the end of the session now, and I'm confident that I'll be able to demonstrate when I report to member states in September that we do in fact now have the wheels turning on all 17 of the SDGs. So I'm satisfied that we've done the right thing.